Christ, the majesty of heaven. June 30th, 1901. Christ, the majesty of heaven, came to this earth in human flesh, expressing divine benevolence, sympathy, and love for the fallen race, as he stood at the head of the human family. He came to redeem sinners and clothe them with his righteousness. As the Savior of the world, he was subject to temptations. The enemy assailed him on every point. Constantly, he came to him with the suggestion that, by compromising with the world, he might gain the world. Christ is our example. As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. John 1, verse 12. While he was in the world, he was not of the world. He was not to conform to worldly practices in order to reach the object of his life. He was not to please himself. The highest standard must be maintained. Deviation from strict moral rectitude would mar his whole life work. In order to save humanity, Christ came down to the level of humanity, as far as worldly advantages were concerned. He came to this earth to be tempted in all points, like as human beings are tempted. In the wilderness, Satan came to him and assailed him on the great points on which he assails man. But the Savior did not yield to the enemy. Not in a single particular was he overcome. And the temptations were just as real to him as they are to us today. Constantly, the Pharisees tried to lead Christ away from the principles of God's government. Making a great profession of piety, they sought to lead him to swerve from his allegiance. Satan has persuaded many men to deviate from principle by telling them that the end will justify the means. Reasoning from a human standpoint, they excused themselves for wrongdoing by saying that the cause of God would be the gainer in their unfaithful dealing. This deviation from the holy principles of heaven has placed them in the ranks of the great deceiver. Political men have left the banner of Christ under pretext of serving the cause of God, when in reality they were serving their own lust. Christ came to this earth in human form to inaugurate a spiritual reform. He came to show men how to discard all ostentation and show how to live upon the pure, vital principles of reform. He came to institute a plan whereby human character might be made pure. By his grace, he desires to place men and women close beside the throne of God. The laws of Christ's kingdom are so simple, so compact, and yet so complete, that any man-made additions will create confusion. And the more simple our plans for work in God's service, the more we shall accomplish. By studying how they can adopt the plans of worldly policy in their work for God, men disarrange God's plans of humility and simplicity, which he desires shall be followed in advancing his kingdom. A deviation from righteousness and true piety led the Pharisees to enact laws which did violence to human nature. They demanded the observance of petty rights until they became lost in their own exactions. Unable to distinguish between the sacred and the common, they treated their human sentiments as though they were divine. Today, human fables are exalted as truth, and the truth is displaced. Man-made laws, taking root, grow and tower above the original requirements of God, usurping the place which belongs to God's law, casting into the shade the reverence which should ever be given to that law. The reverence of the soul is mingled with the chaff of man's unauthorized productions, and the spurious is exalted above the true and holy. From first to last, the minds of the disciples were confused with regard to the difference between the sacred and the common. This called forth the statement from Christ: "Every plant which my heavenly Father hath not planted shall be rooted up." Matthew 15, verse 13. Then came together unto him the Pharisees, and certain of the scribes, which came from Jerusalem. And when they saw his disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashen hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees, and all the Jews, except they wash their hands oft, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be, which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. Then the Pharisees and scribes asked him, Why walk not thy disciples according to the tradition of the elders, but eat bread with unwashen hands? He answered and said unto them, Well hath Esaias prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, This people honoreth me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of cups and pots, and many other such like things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition. Mark 7, verse 1-9.